I don't remember when we spoke about it. Why it is that dafka in Psachim, we're very careful about the language we use. We say Ar Larabasar. The Gemara we'll discuss. We'll get to the Gemara eventually. We said Psachim is Pesach as opposed to Pera, which is Paroi. We spoke about Mishnah Ma'alya dafka because the Dibur was in Galus. Moshe Rabbeinu is a Chvad Peh. We see there's lots of a Peh surrounding on the whole parasha of Pesach. So therefore, we want to start off with a very refined way of speaking, even though if it would have written Leil Arbasar, it wouldn't be like the end of the world, right? But in Psachim, we're not going to start that way. We're going to start with Arl Arbasar. We're going to speak about light. We're going to speak about clarity and happiness. Arl Arbasar, Boikin es Achometz Le'oraner. We ask the question, why do I say Boikin es Achometz? It should say Boikin es Habayis. Now we can compound that question, which I don't know if you remember we spoke about that when we had the sugya of maskir and soicher, we spoke about perhaps the comparison to the din of mezuzah chovis hadar is because both of them are chiv in the bias, and the shadow is the chiv of the bias. Does it go on the maskir or the soicher? Is what we said for Rabbeinu David. So if it's a chiv in the bias, so then for sure the Mishnah should say all of us are baikin as habayis. If you learn it's not a chiv in the bias, it's just a chiv on the gavra to make sure it doesn't have chametz, so then okay, baikin as chametz. But at kamas we were saying it's a chiv in the bias, so then for sure the language is a little bit interesting. Say baikin as chametz. Thank you very much. Okay. Another thing which we mentioned in the first year, and really in the first year we're kind of just stalling, just to wait until everyone was on the same page. You spoke about the Minchas Chinuch, if the mitzvah's tashbisu is a mitzvah to get rid of your chametz, or it's a mitzvah not to have your chametz. And it could be that what we said at the time, perhaps, was that that might be a machlokas Rashi and Tosis, even though at the end we're going to say really not like that, which is that Tosis says, when's the Zman HaBior? This has to do with what we spoke about recently. When is the time of beer on Erev Yom Tif? After the sixth hour. Rashi says, when's the Zman HaBior? Before the sixth hour. So maybe Rashi holds the mitzvah is to just not have chametz by the 12th hour. And maybe according to Tosis, the mitzvah is to get rid of your chametz at the 12th hour. So that means 12th hour moving forward. Oh, it's a little bit schwer because everyone agrees that there's ways to get rid of your chametz. So then how could it just be not to have chametz? So we said, according to Rashi, no, it's just the pasuk is saying that the zman for getting rid of your chametz is that day up until the sixth hour. Now we have a girsa in Ar Le'arbasar. Rashi says, Ar Le'arbasar Gar Sinan. Right? And we had a different girsa. We had a girsa of Le'or Arbasar. It's actually a girsa of Or Arbasar. Right? So some people say there's no difference. Rashi seems to emphasize, I want this girsa of Or Le'arbasar, as opposed to another girsa. So we explained, based on the Rosh Yosef, if I remember correctly, that Rashi doesn't want the girsa of Le'or Arbasar, because Le'or Arbasar would sound like you're doing it early in the night. You do it by Shkia. And Rashi wants it to be Dafka after Tseis. And we said that might depend also what the main reason is. The main reason because Araner Yafala Bedika. If that's the case, when would we be better after Tseis? If the main reason is because of Bnei Adam Mitzvim Bateyam, we want people to be in their house, so then that's a great time. It's already by Shkia, everyone's already home. So, and it actually changed the order of the Gemara, maybe. That could be perhaps part of, we also said it depends on why is it called Ar Larabasar? One pshat is R is the absence of light. So that would be when there's zero light, which would be after Tseis. The other pshat is R Larabasar means it's called R because there still is a little bit of R. Very different, right? One's the Rambam. The Rambam says the absence of light. And the Ravid, I think, was the Ravid who said that it's when there's still a little bit of light. Those are the two different pshatim in what R Larabasar possibly could mean. Okay. I'm not sure what that is. Any place where you don't bring chametz doesn't need bedika. So in what way? The Gemara is kilo addressing a question. Why is beishur? If you tell me so why are you saying beishur is b'martif? The answer is makom shemachnisim b'chametz. Beishami amr beishur is al pnei kol amartif. So amr shteishur is achitzayin shein alyanis. We didn't get into that very much. I don't know if we'll ever get to that. It's funny in Pesachim. Like I don't think. Most people don't get to this Machlokes B'Sham Beisel, which is the beginning of the Mishnah, because they never get that far in the Gemara. But Akoponim, Rashi says, Lo'or Haner, B'Gemara Mefarish Taima. Gemara will say the reason why we're checking the Ora now. Now, there's actually three different things in the Gemara. One thing is the Gemara brings a Pasuk, or a whole slew of Pesukim, and the Pesukim are Mitzia. One pasuk is Metzia, Mimetzia, Metzia, Mechipas, Chipas, Meineiros, Neiros, Meiner. Might have added, mixed out on a Chipas over there. Metzia, Mimetzia, Chipas, Mechipas, Chipas, Meineiros, Neiros, Meiner. And that, if we start off with Neiros, Meiner, it ends up with Ner. We start with Metzia, Bali Matze. So Bali Matze has to do with a Ner. We ended up saying that that's only an Asmachta Ba'alma. Rashi said, why is it an Asmachta Ba'alma? Because it's Divrei Kabbalah, it's done from Sukkim and Navi. But that's not the real reason. What's the real reason? Gemara gives two reasons. Either because B'nei Adam Mitzvim Abateyam, or because Oraner Yafel Lebedika. Al-Koponim, we had a Shaila of this din of Oraner. This whole din over here is Midyaraisa or Midrabanan. Now, well, we said it's only a Smachta Ba'alma. But on the other hand, the din bedika itself could be as diaraisa, because the first half of this chain is from psukim. Mimetzia, mimetzia is from psukim. Tzia mechipas. The tzlach says it's a din diaraisa to do bedika. Lo araner is dirabanan. Why do we do it? What? Can't hear what? Yeah, we're going to get there. We can get there, I think. Now, the next Rashi says, "Boykin shlo yavor bebali yirah bebali yimatze." The reason you do bedika is not to be over by yirah bebali. We did mention that these two Rashi's are out of order. For the Gemara, it's boykin leor haner, so it should say boykin first. We never really gave a full answer. I'm going to tell you what I think the answer is right now, which is as follows: Rashi is kind of setting you up. Rashi says the bedika shlo yavor bebali yirah bebali. How does Rashi know that? How does Rashi know the bedikas shelo yavar bevali yirah bayimatze? Tosfos says the bedikas is for a different reason. What does Tosfos say why the bedikas is?
Shema yavalach.
Shema yavay la'achla. I didn't say this in Shiria. How does Rashi know that the bedikas is because of bayirah bayimatze? I'll tell you. Because you look in the Gemara that Rashi just outsourced the line before. The Gemara of Daf Zayin Amid Beis, it says, Mitzia mi Mitzia, Mitzia me Chippus, Chippus me Neiros, Neiros me Neir. The pasuk is Bal Yimatze, Mitzia mi Mitzia. So the Gemara, when finding the source for Boidkin La'or Aner, brings a pasuk by Bal Yimatze. So what does it sound like? The Bedikah in our Mishnah is because of Bal Yimatze. So Rashi first has to tell you the Gemara of on Daf Zayin Amid Beis, and afterwards tells us Baikin Shlo Yavar Babal Yerabai Yematze in order to bring out his position. I can tell you it's because of Bayerabai Yematze, because of that Gemara. Tosfos that learns it from Shevi Amalacha is going to have a little bit of a harder time. Al Koponim, this is what we said in Rashi. Tosfos asks Akasha on Rashi, and he asks from a 1-2 punch. He brings two Gemaras. First, he brings a Gemara that says a person has to do bittel. So what does he see from there? Clearly, bedika is not enough by itself. Midiraisa bittel masagi. Midiraisa bittel itself is not enough. So why is Tosfos have to bring both gemaras? So we explained avada. We know that there's a din diraisa and a din dirabanan. Maybe midyaraisa, the reason for bedika, that there's a need for bedika, and that's because of Bali Rabbi Yematze. But in the Mishnah, what's going to be the reason for bedika? On the one hand, a Baita can't do it alone, and also bedika works, a bittel works midyaraisa. So what are you doing bedika for bechlal? What's the reason for bedika? That's Tosfos' question. So we have three answers to Tosfos' kasha. Going to be makatzer here a little bit. But the first thing we said was, or four answers really. The Ran says that Rashi was going in the times of the Mishnah. What Tosfos is bringing is Gemaras. In the times of the Mishnah, there was no need to do bittul. You could do bittul, but you could also do bedika. And if you do bedika and only bedika, it will take care of your balei rabbi ematze. Tosfos is asking, why do you need both? Rashi wasn't there yet. He was still in the Mishnah. That was one thing. We said it's not great because Rashi says the Mishnah makes it sound like you have to do bedika. That's the way the Ran learns. We said three other answers for Rashi. And we said all of them that Rashi holds that there is a need for Bal Yerua Bal Yematze of Bedika, even though you have Bittul. We said three different ways. We said one way is the Bar Tanura. The Bar Tanura said that we're afraid you're going to be Yimloich and Chayzer on your Bittul. We said another way, which is in the Ran, which says we're afraid that you never really did your Bittul properly. And the other pshat is Rabbi Yechiel brought down the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, which is we're afraid you're going to forget to do bittul. So all of them are like nervous about the bittul. You're right, if you do your bittul properly, then you would take care of your balei rabbi ematze. But we're afraid either you'll be chayzer from your bittul, you never really did your bittul, you forget to do bittul, and all those are different mahalchim in how to understand that Rashi holds that midrabanan, there is a need for bedika, and it's still within the realm of balei rabbi ematze. Now, what we had said at the time, well, we could start with this. This is what we said in the Shir Klali, is as follows. Tosfos perhaps definitely is going to have a hard time the person being chayzer from his bittul. Is there such a thing as being chayzer from a bittul? If bittul is a chalois, you can't be chayzer from a chalois. If you marry a woman and then you say you don't want to be married to her, you can't just say, I changed my mind. You have to do a new chalois. What would that be? A get. A person sells something to someone, he can't just say, I changed my mind. You have to do a new kinyan. So you can't just be chayzer from a chalois. So how is the Bar Tanura suggesting, according to Rashi, you're going to be chayzer? We said the answer is Rashi.
It's bittul belev.
Rashi holds bittul is belev. It's not a chalois. It's a din in the gavra. It's not a chalois. It's a din in the gavra, therefore you can be chayzer. Tosfos holds that bittul is Hefker is a chalos in the Hefza. Then we said that the Ran seems to be somewhere in the middle. Because the Ran says also we're afraid about your bittul, not because you're going to be chayzer, but because you never meant it. And Rabbi Kiveger asked the question, what do you mean never meant it? Dvarim shebalev enam dvarim. What does it mean? You know, who cares if you meant it or not? You said it. We explained that the Ran holds that this is not a regular chalos, this is something which is tully belev. If it's tully belev, therefore, there's no din of dvarim shebalev enam dvarim. If that's the case, so then why doesn't the Ran just say like the Bar Tanura? We explain, the Ran holds it's kind of a chalois, but it's not. In other words, the maisa bittul is what? It's a something that has to do with belev. But the result of the bittul, the Ran says, what happens after you complete your bittul?
It's hefker.
It creates hefker. So the Ran also will not be able to have you being chayzer from your bittul, because it creates a chalois in the chefza. But he does say that the maisa that you're doing is not a regular maisa kinyan. Therefore, there's no din, a dvarim shevelev enam dvarim. This is what we said. Okay. Now, we just spoke about in the Shir Klali that perhaps, according to Rashi, you're doing bedika, even though you already did bittul. Why are they doing bedika? I don't know, because we just want to make sure. It's like, it doesn't seem like that. It seems like there's a bracha on the bittul, on the bedika, and this it's done the oraner. We explain based on the Shulchan Aruch Harav and the Chassam Sofer that they said that the getter the Rabbanon is that there's going to be bal yiro bal yimatze midirabbanon on your chametz after bittul. Midirais, you did bittul, you're good to go. Midirabbanon, there's still bal yiro bal yimatze. So now you got to do a full bedika. And the bedikah is going to be with a bracha and als ding and with a ner and all that, because midrabanan, you still have chametz in your house. And therefore, that's the way that l'chayra, we said that works better with the Ran and the Bar Tanura, that there's a taka problem with your bittul. We have a flaw in your bittul. However, according to Rabbeinu Yechiel, we're just afraid you're going to forget to do bittul. It's not that there's anything wrong with bittul. We're just afraid you're not going to do it. So then l'chayra, the getter is going to be something else. The getter is going to be that the chacham said, the way we want you to get rid of your chametz is through bedika. Therefore, you do bedika first, and you do bittul afterwards. according to the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, you could do Bittul first, because after Bittul, there's still a need for a Bedika. Why? Because it's Bali Rabbi Matzei Midrabanan. Hasha'ekin, according to the Peshat of Rabbeinu Echiel, which is our Minig, first you do Bedika, and then only afterwards you could do Bittul, just to make sure. To cover your bases. Tosis has a whole different pshat in the bedika. Tosis says the bedika is al shema yavoi la'achloi, and we said one nafkamina would be what about after Pesach? After Pesach, according to Tosis, do you do bedika?
Yeah.
Yes, and l'choy with a bracha. It's the same bedika as you do before Pesach, because after Pesach, are you allowed to eat chametz she'avar lo al Pesach? No, so you'd have to make a bracha. Amashaekin, according to Rashi. This is not the regular bedika, because the regular bedika is only asbayu rabbi yematze. This is just, like we said, there's a concept, according to Rashi, also putting up a mechitza when a person has chametz shel nachri. So we also make sure that you don't have chametz laying around, but it's not the bedika. You wouldn't have a bracha d'oraisa. That was one afkamina. Does anyone have what we gave out, the shiur klali?
Yeah.
I just want to close with this. You got, here it is. That's a long one. That's a long one. It says over here. Yeah. That was the other question. If you're a Mavatel first, and then afterwards you want to do Bedika, that's going to depend on the different Shitas. That would be another example. Person first does bedika, first does bittel, and then afterwards he does bedika. Will he make a bracha? So according to Tosis, you still make a bracha. Even according to the first two pshatim in Rashi that we mentioned, the pshat of that there's vayirah midrabanan, but according to the pshat of Rabbeinu Yechiel, that says that really the only reason why we want you to do bedika is because we're afraid you'll forget to do your bittel. If you did your bittel, the chayra, you're not going to make a bracha on the bedika. Afterwards, we've said all different types of combinations, nachlekes, between Rashi, Tosfos, and the different pshatim.